Today's shir is Simen Chafhei. We are up to Sif Vav, continuing what to do if one touches the tefillin out of order. Okay, so says the Mechaber, Im Poga Bishel Rosh Techila. So if you touched your Rosh first, and again, we know the Yad is supposed to come on, as we learn because it says in Pasuk, first it says Ukashartem, and then it says V'hayla Totafos. So in the order of the Pasuk, that's the order the tefillin should be put on. But you didn't. You reached your Rosh first. Tzarech lehavir al osa hamitzvah v'yaniach shel Yad Techila v'achakach shel Rosh. So then you should pass over the mitzvah, put on your shel Yad first, and then put on the shel Rosh, which is different than we talked about with the tefillin and tzitzis. And if you had your tefillin first, you put it on. Or if your towel's in the other room, you put it on your tefillin first. So let's see why that is. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavez, Poga davka poga aval im heiniach shel rosh techila o shemotza shel yad shenishmat mimakomo. You reached it, or your shel yad fell out of place. Ein lahasir hashel rosh. Right, and you don't take it off. Demai dahavahava. What happened? V'yamahir, and you should be very quick. Lahaniach shel yad al makomo to reattach the shel yad in the correct place. V'yesh chokan, some arguing this, I'm bir halachas. In the bir halachi, he brings a whole arichas, a machlokas between the Taz and the Avudraham, but the pashtus is like the Mishnah Berurah says, that one would fix it. Okay, chaf gimel, lahavir, to pass over that mitzvah, kevan, diksiv, bikra, mefursh, diyad kodim. We have the pasuk that says explicitly that the tefillah that goes on your yad goes first. Dimitechila, ukshartem, first it says you should tie them, vahara, utotafois, first, right, referring to the shel yad first, then the shel rosh. Lefikach, therefore, ein mashgichin al ha'avaras ha'mitzvah. Therefore, we don't pay any attention to the fact that you're technically passing over the mitzvah. Masha inkin, la'el basif, Aleph Gabi Titzis Tefillin, which we saw was not the case earlier when you had the conflict where you put on your tefillin first, or if your tefillin, what's it called, were available in the Titzis, were in a different room. Okay, Zion, Yevarech Lehoniach Bekomot. So you make it with a O sound, Tachasahe, Veloba Patach Vedogish. Now with a Lehaniach. It's very important to be mechalik between the kametz and the patach because they have different meanings. As the Mishnah was going to speak out, lohoniach bekametz shehu loshen hanocha. That means to place your tefillin. Lohoniach means to place them. Kemosha Kosva says lohoniach bracha al beisecha, to place a bracha on your house. Velo bepatach, don't say lahaniach. That's wrong. Shehu loshen aziva. That means to forsake something. Kemosha Kosva says achichem echad. They forsake me. So one should be careful. Also, I remember the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal from Medicine Yeshiva when I was davening for the Amid and in my year of Avelis. So he said, you daven nicely, but you have to make more of a chilik between the potach, the komets and the patach. That's Ashkenazis. We should be emphasizing that, but especially here when it would actually change the meaning of the word. Good. Ches. Kol hamitzvos mevarech aleihem oiver lasiyasan. Based upon the Gemara in Pesachim and thing on Daf Zayin, that we make brachos before we do the action. Pirish koda means before. Over lasiyasan means you do before. Ve'avor es hakushi, the kushi passed before me. Pirusho rats vehiktim lefonim, he was running in front of him. Lefikach, therefore, since we have this rule of over lasiyasan, tzarech levarech al hatzefila shel yad acher hanocha. Al-Kiboris, you put it while it's on your bicep, Kodem Kishirosan, before you actually tie it on. The Kishirosan, Zuhi Asiyosan, because by tying it, that is doing the mitzvah. Hagah adds the Ramah, V'chein, so too, B'shel Rosh, Kodem Shemahad O B'Rosh. As we saw that earlier about the saying, the Baruch Shem Kvo Machuso, you should wait till after you've attached it, or I should say, like, tightened it, really, because that's the doing of the mitzvah. So you don't want to say Baruch Shem before you've done the mitzvah. Here too also, and the bracha goes right, and then you tie it, or you adjust, I should say. Chaf hei in the Mishnah Berurah, acher hanocha de kodem lechein. Because if you do it earlier than this, lechadchila ein roy levarich nehavi kodem de kodem. There's, you want to do it right beforehand, but not too far beforehand. Detzarech lekarev habracha lasiyas hamitzvah bechol mada efsher. You have to do as close as possible. So don't make the bracha while the tefillin are still in the bag or they're still on your hand. Wait till mamash, a split second before you're about to tie it, and then you make the bracha, then you tie it, and that's the fulfillment of this concept over the siyasan. Chavav kodim kishirasan, before you tie it. Dibidiyev and yivarech afilu achrakach. And technically, if you didn't make the bracha beforehand, you could still make the bracha after you've already attached it. The mitzvah sheyesh lo meshech zman hu dechule yoma. The mitzvah really technically goes the whole day, the entire time you're wearing it. This is why I always remind the boys, don't take your tefillin off early. You know, because you point out, let's say this din is true, let's say a person forgot, they're wearing their tefillin for the last 30, 40, 45 minutes, and they forgot to make a bracha. Kol zman that you're wearing the tefillin, you have the opportunity to make the bracha you see from this halacha. So you see that it's a mitzvah, that's mshechas, it's drawn out, so therefore if you're taking off your tefillin earlier than you should, then you're ending your mitzvah observance. That's not a good thing. Keep your tefillin on until the end of davening. Goes to the balabatim also. Chav zayin, kodnum shmehadik, right before you tie it, fasten it, I guess maybe it's a better translation. Ki ahiduk, the fastening, who mitzvah sakashir. That's how you tie him. Vitzorech, gamkein, lizokher, you should be also careful, shiye habrocha, achersh, mnochim al harosh. You should make the bracha on your tefillah shalrosh while it's on your head. Vloka osan shemavarchin ba'odim b'yodim, not while they're still holding in their hands, where it's actually sitting on the right location. We'll learn about where the proper location is in the hair, on the hairline, etc. coming up, but right now it should be on the head. To imkein, havile kodim to kodim, because holding in your hand is too far removed. Gam b'shas habracha shel al tefillon shel rosh yiresh yiyu mechuse rosh betalis v'loivarach begili rosh. They should have your head should be covered. There's a discussion about this, how you actually do this, but lemaisi your head should be covered when you're saying the actual bracha. Okay, tes osur lahafsig b'dibur. One's not allowed to interrupt and speak bein tefillah shel yad letefillah shel rosh. Now this is the mechaber, and if we remember, we learned previously that according to the Sfardim, you only make one bracha. You only say lahaniach. Now they're not going to say lahaniach. They're going to say the lahaniach. Ve'im hivsik mevarich al shel rosh al mitzvahs tefillin. And then in that case, if they would make a hefsik, then now that's the only case they're going to make a second bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Tes. He says, wait, did I skip? No, Chaf Ches, I'm sorry. Yeah, I skipped one. Chaf Ches. Also, lehafsik, you can't make a hefsek, an interruption. Afilu b'dibur shel mitzvah, even to speak for a mitzvah. Kigon, afilu hayishil shom l'rabo, v'chil yagavna. So your Rebbe comes in, you want to say shom aleichem to him, but you can't speak at that point. Kigorim bracha she'in etzricha, because now you're causing an unnecessary bracha to be recited. And even according to those, again, there's three different minhagim. So don't put on tefillin at all. Some put on tefillin with a bracha. That's the Frankfurt on Man, the yakis. And some put on the tefillin but without a bracha, or the bracha quietly, whatever it is. But now here, what's the deal? Is there a hefsek? We're not even making a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah is addressing that. Even those who put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed without the bracha. Oh, hamanichim tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, or they're putting on a tefillin, they're not going to make a bracha. We'll learn later on, I think it's in Lamed Dalet, about the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, but you're not going to make a bracha on those, because we paskin l'maisa, the correct psach is like Rashi. If you're putting on, as the Rabbeinu Tam, achash cholot tefillin de Rashi, osha cholot tefillin al manas lachaz, you're taking them off, and you're planning to put them back on, drama basif, you'd beis posak de ain't sarach lachaz levorich, shmanichim achar kach, you don't make a new bracha when you're putting them back on. So you're not, I mean, I'm not making brachas, so maybe I could speak, says Mishnah Berurah, filo hachi aveirahi lahasiach meinehen. We still don't speak in all these cases, in the Chol HaMoed cases, in the, Rabbeinu Tam, or the whether you're putting back on your regular Rashi tefillin, we don't do it. Lechatchila be'in and shia smuchim tiku utuchufun zel zel. They should go right next to each other. Dechsiva ha'ilacha la'ois al yadcha lezikaron bein einecha. So there should not be any interruption. Shehe havaya achas l'shtein. You should do them one action. Okay. Chavtes b'dibur, speaking. Va'afilu b'lashon kodesh. Even you're going to speak in Hebrew. Lechatchila osra afilu hafsik b'shtika im sho harbe v'lo tzorech. So this is interesting. We find by in Hilchos Brachos as well the concept that a long pause, shtika, is also considered to be a hefsek, and here too also not to say anything before you do. You mean you're quiet? You make the brach and you sit there for 2 minutes or whatever it is before putting on tefillin. You should do it really immediately. Afilu lo hisiach daita. Even you're thinking about your tefillin, you're meditating on tefillin. You have all sorts of mystical kavanas, but likely you didn't do the action. You didn't put it on. Afilu rames be'enav likros be'etzbosa ben tefillin shel yad ben tefillin shel rosh gam kein yesh lizar lechatchila. One should also not make motions, snapping thing with their fingers or pointing or any of these famous Yiddish, all these grunts. So that one should not do that lechatchila. So you have your tefillin shel yad is in one room, and then your tefillin shel is in another one. And you had in mind if you gimel mishnebura sham leinyan talis buhu adin leinyan enu. So whatever is said over there by the talis, that applies to our things here by the tefillin. So you look in the 38, and the dirshi tells what it was sham over there in sifkat and lamed gimel. The walking from one room to another is not considered to be a interruption. But it's the same din by changing locations for bracha. You're changing a shini makom over here. And it doesn't help the fact that you had in mind that ach be shame chay adam kosev sheyesh lechosh ledasa soivrim de ein shini makom lo nechshav hefsek. We should be concerned for those opinions that say it's not really considered to be a hefsek. The fact of change lechein yesh lehachmir shlo levarich. So therefore, don't make a bracha. Okay, lehalom we see later on kosev. Shekain he haskamas hapoiskim, that we would not make a bracha even if there was a shini makom between Nogan. Now again, this is going within the mechaber who's only making one bracha. Okay, then the last one in the mechaber is lamed im hipsik afilu b'shog, even was an accident. Okay, now we'll start the Ramah. The Ramah, two lines from the bottom, says l'didon us the b'nei Ashkenaz to know again levarich shtei brachos. We always say two brachos af im lo hipsik, even we didn't speak in between. So in this case, tzarich lachs levarich al shel rosh lehaniach vegam al hamitzvahs. So therefore, you have to make two brachas again because you spoke. You have to make the two brachas. Now again, I don't know if we pointed out earlier, but the gra does not holds. You don't make two brachas. The gra just, even though Ashkenaz obviously, but the Nagon holds that one makes only one bracha on the tefillin like the mechaber. Okay, so let me see in Lamed Aleph Ledidon Os the Bnei Ashkenaz to know again Kiatam Shan Mevorachim Shtei Brachos Al Tefillin Velo Dai BeBirchas LeHaniach Levadhu. What's the reason why we're not content to just make the one bracha? Shana Sovrim De Iker Tikan HaBrachas Elu Kachaisa. The way they established the brachas was as follows: B'Techila Hanachasam Tiknu Levorach LeHaniach. When you first put on, you make the bracha LeHaniach De Koy Nami Al Sharosh. That's going on the Sharosh again. Ushmeiniach HaSharosh. And when you put them on, then you fasten the shorosh onto your head. You said shezuhi gemar hamitzvah. That's the completion of the mitzvah. So that's how it's two up. One is sent at the beginning of it, and the second bracha is on the end of it. Hilkach therefore comes out. That's why you would have to make two brachas again, even on the shorosh, because you're starting it and you're ending it with that. Lamed Beis, Lachzul Levorach, you have to go back and now make a new bracha. V'nachan shemashmesh az b'shel yad, you should adjust your shel yad at that point. Lehazizo mimakoimu v'yechazek hakesher, right? To do something with the kesher, to move it around a little bit. V'zeh tachzul brachas lahaniach gam al ha-shel yad, because that's not lahaniach, it's now going back on the shel yad. V'dome ke'ilu haniach dait haniach ato ha-shel yad v'shel rosh tukuf mizazeh. Now, so you're putting on them both together, back to back. Imberach below mishmush, but if you did make the brachas and you did not adjust it, yimashvish achar habracha. You should do it after you made the bracha. I'm bir halacha mashkasam b'shem hagoyin Rabbi Akiva Eger b'zeh. And you can look to see what we quote in the name of the Rabbi Eger. So I'll just read the bir halacha is found four lines from the bottom. He sings I mishnebura da. You should know the Hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger Masig Bichidushav the Besach Yevorech Techila Al Harosh Al Mitzvas. He says when you did speaks, then you make the bracha Al Mitzvas on the Shorosh. The Achakach Yimash Mesh B'Shel Yad. Then you go back and you adjust your Shel Yad. V'Yichazik Hakesh Yevorech LoHaniach. And then you make LoHaniach afterwards. V'Zeh Yotzi Yedei Shitas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam Ayin Sham. Okay, that concludes today's Limud, and we will pick it up in Meretz Hashem next time with Si'if Yud.